Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad Jokes for New Dads, the ultimate new dad father, S-Day gift to embarrass your kids, early with 500 plus jokes, is a humor collection by Jimmy Nero built around the familiar tradition of dad jokes, puns, and intentionally grown worthy one-liners. The book is aimed at new fathers and fathers-to-be, especially those looking for a light, low-pressure way to connect with family through humor. Rather than offering advice about parenting in a conventional sense, it treats joking as part of fatherhood itself, presenting comedy as a tool for bonding, teasing, and creating memorable family moments. Its title signals both its practical use as a gift and its comedic identity. It is designed to be shared, read aloud, and enjoyed in the everyday rhythm of new parenthood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated joke collection built specifically for new fathers. The book is not a general humor anthology. Its core idea is that dad jokes can be tailored to the experience of becoming a father, which gives the collection a clear audience and purpose. By focusing on new dads, it frames these jokes as part of the early transition into fatherhood, when humor can help soften the pressures of responsibility and sleepless routines. The collection format matters because it gives readers a ready supply of short, easily repeated material, rather than a narrative or advice-driven structure. That makes the book practical in a very specific sense. A new father can open it at any point and immediately find something usable for a family moment, a text exchange, or a casual remark. The emphasis on quantity also matches the genre. In dad joke books, abundance signals value, since the humor is meant to be sampled over time rather than read once for a plot. This gives the book a functional identity as both entertainment and a sourcebook for recurring family humor. Secondly, the book uses embarrassment as a form of affectionate family bonding. A defining feature of the book is its embrace of embarrassment as playful, not hostile. The promise to embarrass your kids early reflects a long-standing dad joke tradition in which the parent performs mild social cringe on purpose. This is important because the humor depends on a relationship. The joke lands partly through the child's eye roll, not despite it. In that sense, the book treats embarrassment as a bonding mechanism, where the father signals warmth by being willing to appear silly. The approach aligns with broader commentary on dad jokes as weaponized anti-humor, meaning jokes that are so obvious or pun-driven that their failure becomes part of the comedy. For new fathers, this offers a low-stakes way to adopt the role of the playful parent. The book does not ask readers to be sharp-witted stand-up performers. Instead, it encourages them to value repetition, predictability, and harmless awkwardness. That makes the humor accessible to people who want to participate in family comedy without needing strong comic timing or elaborate setup. Thirdly, its humor style depends on puns, simplicity, and clean groan-worthy delivery. The jokes associated with this book belong to a familiar style of clean, family-safe comedy. The humor is built on puns, literal misunderstandings, and simple reversals that are easy to grasp immediately. That structure matters because dad jokes are not designed to be intellectually difficult. They are designed to be instantly accessible and mildly irritating in a harmless way. This book fits that pattern, making it suitable for mixed-age family settings and for gifting occasions where the material should remain broadly appropriate. The value of the joke is often in its obviousness, since the listener recognizes the setup and the punchline almost at once. That quick recognition creates the groan factor that defines the genre. For readers, this means the book is less about discovering sophisticated comic originality than about collecting dependable formats that can be reused. In practical terms, that style works well for new dads because it allows them to become part of the tradition without needing to memorize long routines or maintain a comic persona. The humor is portable, short, and easy to deliver in ordinary conversation. Fourthly, the gift appeal is tied to baby showers, Father's Day, and first-time dad culture. This title is positioned strongly as a gift book, and that is central to how it functions in the market. The phrasing in the title and related descriptions makes it clear that the book is meant for occasions such as Father's Day, baby showers, and first-time dad celebrations. That positioning matters because gift books need an immediately understandable premise, and this one offers that in a single glance, a humorous collection that matches a life event. For buyers, the appeal is not only the jokes themselves, but also the social meaning of giving them. The book becomes a symbolic way to acknowledge a man's new role as a father while keeping the tone light and non-sentimental. This is especially useful in settings where a practical or emotional gift might feel too formal. By contrast, a joke collection is easy to hand over, easy to browse, and easy to share with a group. Its market identity, therefore, depends on context as much as content. The book is designed to be opened at parties, read aloud, and passed around as a communal object rather than kept as a private reading experience. Lastly, the book reflects a modern, softer image of fatherhood through self-deprecating humor. Beyond the jokes themselves, the book reflects a recognizable modern idea of fatherhood. The father figure it presents is not distant or authoritative. He is approachable, self-mocking, and willing to become the butt of the joke. That shift is significant because it shows how dad jokes function as a cultural expression of parenting style. Rather than asserting control, the father wins attention through harmless absurdity. This softer model of masculinity appears in the book's willingness to make embarrassment part of the bond between parent and child. The joke teller is not above the family dynamic, but inside it, participating through play. That gives the book a wider cultural relevance than a simple gag collection. It captures why dad jokes remain popular. They allow fathers to signal involvement, tenderness, and humor without becoming sentimental or overly earnest. For new dads, this can be appealing because it offers an easy identity to adopt. The result is a book that is both comic and sociological in a modest way, showing how a style of humor can encode a changing image of fatherhood. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to new fathers, expecting dads, family members shopping for Father's Day, and anyone looking for a safe, lighthearted gift tied to early parenthood. Its main practical benefit is straightforward: it provides a large supply of clean, short jokes that can be used in everyday family life without requiring special setup or comic skill. Its intellectual interest is more subtle. The book captures a recognizable cultural pattern in which fatherhood is expressed through playful embarrassment, puns, and deliberately corny humor. That gives it more identity than a generic joke compilation, because it is organized around a specific life stage and a specific social role. Compared with similar dad joke books, its strongest distinction is the new dad angle, which makes the collection feel targeted rather than interchangeable. It is less about polished comedy than about matching tone, audience, and occasion. For readers who understand the appeal of dad jokes, that narrow focus is exactly what makes it effective. If you would like to support Jimmy Nero, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.